A controversy in rural Jolton reached new intensity during a community rally. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports that a tightly unified group is resisting a gas pipeline project.
Drive north out of Nashville, and the first bright yellow yard sign, protesting no pipeline, appears as the land turns into lush green ridges. Those yard signs soon proliferate, including appearing in the front yards of a dozen neighbors in a row. Many in this rural area of Davidson County oppose a plan to build a new natural gas compressor station in the middle of 82 forested acres, and they say it's not far enough away from homes, farms, a park, and water wells. Organic farmer Lori Burkhead told a crowd of more than 200 that the proposed location makes no sense.
I would say there's 100% uniformity in this decision. You know, I haven't heard from anyone that said, oh no, I think it's a great idea to have a gas compressor station in the neighborhood, you know.
Opponents have some official momentum. There's a lawsuit filed to block a pipeline permit, and Councilman Lonell Matthews has moved to change city code so that pipeline compressors can only locate on land zoned for industry.
Because gas compression stations do not belong in residential areas, anywhere in the city.
Yet the company behind the pumping station, Kinder Morgan, sees the Jolton land as ideal. For one, it's close to the existing pipeline. And the company said the buildings that house the turbines would be out of view, with all sounds quieted to a level that meets federal rules. At stake for the pipeline company is a much bigger project. The Jolton piece would be one link in a pipe system running from West Virginia to the Gulf Coast. A tentative timeline puts construction here starting next March, but resistance is fierce and organized. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.